busy for long. But I want to just touch on two things. I want to share two thoughts maybe quickly this morning with us as a family as we're going into the festive time and as we're going into the December holidays. And what I want to, if you have to give it a title, is rest and resist. So that's what I want to call the short message this morning. It's rest and resist. And the concept of holidays is fairly a modern phenomenon. If I say modern, it has only been around for the past 600 years, really, where in the 1400s, they started making a day of rest from labor. Up until that point, it was people that were, you had holiday when you were celebrating a religious holiday. That's where holiday came from. It came from a word, an old English word called Heiligdag, which is holy day. So generally, it was used as a day of celebration for a religious festival. And then in the 1400s, they changed the spelling of the word to what we have today, saying holiday, as we see it today. So it's quite a modern, I say modern, even 600 years, because it depends whether you're old or young earth theory, but even if you're a young earther, we've been here probably about 6 to 10,000 years. So the last 600 years is only a tenth of that maybe, so it's relatively new, the concept of holiday and us building our time of rest and relaxation around a specific time where you've got leave days to go and take days off and you have kids' holidays and parents plan everything around the school holidays to accommodate their kids as well. And I think the purpose really exists for us to rest during that time. As you work, and for every month that you've worked, you accrue how many days holiday? Leave? 2.5? 2 days? 2.5 days maybe? So you accrue some leave days while you're working. And then when you've got enough days, you submit your leave form and you say, from this period to this period, I want to go away. And I'm going preferably to go away from your current environment, to go to the beach or go to Kruger National Park or wherever you want to go, go see family. And even now, I see people setting a little target on the 16th. Or until we just, if we can just get to the 16th, then I'm off. Then it's time for me to relax and we start work on the 4th of January or the 5th of January. And it started 2 months ago and people are like, it's 2 months and then it's holiday. And then it's a month. And then from months started, you start counting down weeks. And then from weeks, you start counting down days. And it's as if you've got this target and this motivation just to get to that point. Because at that point is when you're going to rest. At that point is when your responsibility ceases for work. And now I can let my hair down. I can put on my costume and sunscreen or whatever and get burnt red like a lobster on the first day in the sun. And then sit under the umbrella for the next couple of days. So that's a perfect holiday, really. But I think for many of us, even in that place, we've got a target where we're moving towards something, where the invitation for us to rest is actually an invitation that exists daily for us. And if we don't find our rest in Him, we're never going to truly rest. If we don't place ourselves under the shadow of His wing and we don't position ourselves to drink from His fountain, we're never going to truly rest, because even going away and going to sit on the beach and stare at the beautiful ocean, it's never going to rejuvenate you as much as the presence of the Lord can. And Genesis 31 is beautiful, and he says, Genesis 1:31 says, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day." So we know on the sixth day, what did God create on the sixth day? Man. We were created on the sixth day. And then Genesis 2:1-3 says, can we maybe go to verse 1 there? Verse 1-3. Sorry, Madeleine. "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh," verse 2, "and on the seventh day God finished his work that he had done, and rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his all the work that he had done in creation." And we see that we are sitting with a teaching with one of the teachers, Jonathan Stanfield, a while back, and he says, if God himself rested on the seventh day, who are we to think that we can outwork God, that we can go without resting and create a habit of resting? And I think what's important there, man's first day that he was alive was a day of rest. He was created the sixth day, and on the seventh day, his first day that he was alive in creation was a place of rest. And that's something really important for us, that we work from rest. We don't work for rest. So all our work should come from a place of rest in him. But our modern society has created a little target, says, okay, if you've accrued this much leave, then you can rest. And you work towards a target. So you're working for rest. But God's saying, no, he wants us to rest in him, and then work from a place of being at peace and rest. And I know I'm not going to go through, I had a whole preach prepared on our rest in him, but I just want to go to quickly Exodus 23. 6 days you shall do your work, but on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may rest, and the sun of your servant woman and the alien may be refreshed. Now God instituted obviously the law, and the purpose of the Sabbath day, the day of rest, or the Sabbath, was to rest and to be refreshed. It's interesting that he says it's to rest and be refreshed. Now Exodus 22 also gives us the context of the Sabbath, and now we can say, but Jesus has become our Sabbath, and there's not a day that's set aside that we have to have a Sabbath day and all that. I'm not saying that we're under the law anymore, because Jesus has come as the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. But the importance for us to rest still remains. I mean, Jesus, when he worked with his disciples, he sent his disciples out, and 72 disciples returned. And he says, and then Jesus took them, and they rested. And that promise is still there for us to rest. Even from a scientific point of view, NASA, they started seeing that their astronauts, when they were doing astronaut training, couldn't stay focused for longer than 6 days. If they stretched that time, they lost focus and concentration. So it's just during the French Revolution, they also started a 10-day work week, and then 1 day rest. And what happened was the productivity fell completely. So God, in his foreknowledge, created a context for us to be in a place where we need to rest in him. And I want to say this for this holiday, coming holiday. Is it good to sit at the beach and stare at the ocean? Yes, it is. Is it good to go and just relax? Yes, it is. But practice active resting, not idle resting. Don't sit and think you're just going to veg on the couch. Be intentional with your rest, because our true rest only comes when we are drinking from His fountain, when we connected to Him. So normally Babette and I try to take Mondays off, and the big purpose for me is just to sit in the presence of the Lord and just be with Him. Just to go drink and be with Him and be strengthened and be refreshed in His presence. It works the other way around, because when we want to rest and we go spend time with Him and we're reading Scripture and we're busy worshiping, we may feel that's working, but it's feeding that very depth in our hearts and our souls that actually need to be refreshed. We truly only become refreshed in the presence of the Lord. There's nothing else that will be able to sustain you and refresh you and rejuvenate you like the presence of the Lord. So these holidays, when you go, practice active resting. Be intentional with your relationship with the Lord. Len said a nice thing. He says, even when we think of the concept of sabbaticals or long leave, he says, often we want to go away to be refreshed, but instead we come back refleshed, because we're not practicing the presence of the Lord. And that brings me to the other point, is where I want to share about resisting. So when you are tired, generally your guard is down. And the opportune time for the enemy to come and mingle in your affairs is when you are down and when you're tired and when you're weary. He comes and tries to meddle his finger in there. And for us as believers, that's why it's important for us to get into a place where we're practicing active resting, where we're in the presence of the Lord, where we're engaging with His presence and constantly filling us up, so that we can resist the devil. The word says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And there's just a couple of scriptures that I want to go through quickly regarding that. And the first one is 1 Peter 5 verse 8. He says, be sober-minded and be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking somebody to devour. Says, be sober-minded, be watchful. So when you're tired, when you're weary, I don't know if it's just me. Kerry, can you drop the volume just a touch? It feels like it's just going to feed. That's the time when the enemy likes to strike. That's the time when he wants to come mingle, and when temptation comes, is when you are down, when you're feeling, that's when temptation comes. And that's where you need to be on your wit's end to identify that temptation and say, no, I'm going to stand against the plans and the schemes of the evil one. Be sober-minded, be watchful. So when you go these holidays and you let your hair down, be watchful, be sober-minded. Be in the Spirit so that you can identify the schemes and plans of the enemy that wants to come bring destruction. Because ultimately what he does is, when sin enters, we go into a place of restlessness again. We can never truly rest in him if there's sin. He is our perfect rest and we need to be in him. Then in Ephesians 4, it says, and give no opportunity to the devil. Give no opportunity to him. Be watchful. If you're married, that's an awesome time for your spouse to say, hey, wake up. You can't sleep late the whole holiday. Like, I know you want to rest. And you know, for some reason, how many of you have had a day off and you think, I'm going to sleep late? I've never been able to sleep late. I've always been an early riser. But I know some people that can sleep till 11, 12 o'clock, and you think, I'm going to sleep late and I'm just going to just do nothing today. I'm going to be nothing today. How often at the end of the day have you been a little bit edgy, irritable, frustrated, because that rest that your heart and your soul was actually craving wasn't the amount of sleep that you required. It was actually to be in the presence of the Lord. And Ephesians 4:27 says, and resist the devil, give him no opportunity. And then obviously Ephesians 6 verse 10 and 11, when he speaks about the armor of God, he says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Be strong in the Lord this holiday. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Be strong in the Lord. How do you be strong in the Lord? Is if you're in his presence. If you're drinking from his fountain and he's reviving you, he gives you strength. He becomes your strength. That's why he says, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. He's the one that enables you to stand against the devil and in the plans of the enemy. So I don't want to make you scared about the holiday and going away and letting your hair down and relaxing. But be intentional with the way. Be intentional with planning your day and even keeping that rhythm of a discipline, a rhythm and a discipline of being in the presence of the Lord. Being intentional with changing the conversations that you're in into glorifying him. So that when you go, when you come back, you don't have to worry about, there's nothing hanging over you. Sometimes you come back and you come back more tired than anything else. But just really sense, even everyone's, I don't know if it's more this year than any other year. Maybe it's just, maybe there's a sense of an awareness a little bit more, but it really feels that there's a lot of people that are just kind of trudging along just to get to the 16th, just to get to the holiday. And that's not the way we should be living life. That's not the way God has designed us to live life, to just work until we get to that place. That place of rest in him, that place of being rejuvenated starts now. It starts now, drinking from his fountain. You don't have to wait till you go off to go be refreshed in the Lord. It starts now already. So don't wait for the holidays to start so that you can be all rejuvenated and excited. And is it exciting to see people play ball on the beach? Yes, it is. It's fun. It's fun when the boys are having fun and running around. It's fun. And go have lots of fun. Go make the most of the time that you have if you've got off time. But be intentional with that time. And don't wait for that time to rest. Let that be. Let the presence of the Lord be an overflow into everything else that you're doing. Amen? Does anyone else want to say anything about that? Amen. So Father, as we go these holidays, I pray that you will strengthen us in your presence. I pray that we'll find the river close to the surface these holidays. I pray that when we dig for your presence, that the river will be shallow and that we'll find your presence quickly. Pray that awareness of your presence will be close and that you will draw us into that secret place. James says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. And I want to encourage you as a family, draw near to the Lord. I pray that you will strengthen us with the true strength that lies in your presence, that you will refresh us from the fountains of living water, that we may truly drink from you over this period that we're stepping into now. And we thank you for your goodness and mercy over us. In the name of Jesus, amen.